This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Hey, where in the world does John Backer come from?
Well, I was born and raised in East Tennessee, and I came out here in 84 to be an aircraft electrician on the A-10. Spent 4 years at Davis-Monthan and then 3 years in the Guard working on F-7s and F-16s, rather.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Is that something you thought as a high school kid that was you wanted to get into maintaining and fixing stuff like that?
Well, funny story, you know, back when I was 13, many, many, many moons ago, the TRS-80 came out at Radio Shack, and I got involved with computers, and I was thinking all along I'd get involved with computers, and then as I was approaching the end of high school, it sounded like a good idea to go into the military to get some education benefits and serve my country.
Sure.
And I love jets, so I went in and did well in the ASVAB and became an electrician. And then after 4 years of being out in the hot Tucson sun, learning that you have to throw rags down on the top of an A-10 to kneel down on it to work on it,
right?
I decided, yeah, I'm going to go this computer route. Went back to school and ended up getting two associates, a bachelor's and a master's degree.
Very nice. And so you've been for the last so many years, you've been doing a lot of that kind of tech work, right?
Right, right. I've got about 30 years of technology experience. Ranging from writing a county treasurer system that was used in a fourth of the counties in Arizona to spending the last 10 years up until last year working for IBM, where I traveled the world on a worldwide team using visual analytics to make sense out of large amounts of data to help my clients fight terrorism, fraud, waste, and abuse.
So politically, we know 4 years ago you ran for this seat previously in a primary.
Absolutely, yes.
And so what were the motivations then, or are they different now?
Well, in 2016, I decided, you know, I've been a lifelong Republican, but I want to get more involved. And so I got more involved in that race, and I jumped into the race late, but I didn't know what I didn't know at the time, but I learned a tremendous amount. I'm a quick learner, and a lot of people liked what they saw and heard back then. And then After I didn't make it through the primary last time, I stayed involved. I helped a number of candidates. I was named to serve as a planning and zoning commissioner for the town of Sarita. After Steve Christie took office, he appointed me to serve in the Board of Adjustments for District 4. And I've been active in the Republican Party, serving first as a third vice chair for LD2 and then recently being elected first vice chair, which I stepped down from to make this race. And then I'm a state committeeman for the Republican Party, and I've thrown my name in the hat to go to Phoenix for our state to nominate Donald Trump for the president, and also throw my name in the hat to go to the national convention to do the same.
So you were appointed by Steve to Board of Adjustment, but now you're running against Steve.
True.
And so why?
Well, I'm running because there's been too many votes that have been 4-1 on the Board of Supervisors. Steve was on the wrong side of the issue of Prop 463, for example. He actively campaigned to raise our taxes in the form of that $430 million bond. I was one of a small band of us that competed against that to hold up the other side, to put up signs and so forth. And fortunately, we were able to win. We only had about $9,000 up against $277,000. So that's a great example that it doesn't always take the most money to win an issue. And, I like Steve. He's a gentleman. You know, back in 2016, when we appeared together, there was not a single time that he didn't take some of his time and call out my military service and Marla Clausen's as well. And that means a lot.
Yep.
He's a good guy in that regard. And then the day that I filed the paperwork to run against him, I went to his office, and it was late on a Friday. He wasn't there, but we later talked via email and by phone. And in the email I sent him, I offered my resignation from the Board of Adjustments, and he asked me to stay on. And I told him I appreciate that. I serve at your pleasure, and if at any point during this campaign that changes, you have my resignation whenever you want to accept it.
So when we come back, let's talk about some two or three of the key 4-1 votes that you're most disappointed in.
Okay.
As part of your motivation here.
Absolutely.
All right. John Backer's here. Christy Simone. John, what's your email? Sorry, your website for your campaign?
Backbacker.org.
Look at that. Backbacker.org. I like that. That's clever. All right. John Backer's here. If you have a question or comment, 790-2040. We're rocking it out on a Husky Tuesday. 7:21 in the morning. It's a Mardi Gras Tuesday. We're hanging out with John Backer. Backbacker.com? Is that
.org.
.org. Sorry. Yeah. .org. So I teased before we went to listen to some of our sponsors here at 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Also, before I ask this question, this hour of Wake Up brought to you by our great friends at Cabco AZ, Central Arizona Block Company. They have three great locations, Wetmore, Valencia, Sierra Vista, the best in manufactured bricks, blocks, and pavers. Now, 4-1 votes. You mentioned some 4-1 votes that Steve Christie, that you were kind of disappointed in and helped motivate you to run for this seat again. What are a couple of those votes that you felt a little bummed out by?
Well, what started all of it for me was, I went before the board when Prop 463 was going to be put on the ballot.
Yep.
And spoke to the board and urged them not to go that route. Steve voted 4-1 to put it on the ballot, and I thought that's where it was going to stay from his perspective. But he actively went out and campaigned for it,
right,
while I worked against it. So that was one. And then after all that was ended, I did a call to the audience to tell Steve that we were disappointed that he would support such a thing. So he was on the wrong side of that one. And then the thing that really threw me over the top was his support of using certificates of participation for the Diamond Ventures deal out east, the $16 million, I believe it was, to build infrastructure for Rocking K. Every other developer pays for that themselves. There's absolutely no reason why a county building should be mortgaged and that money given to a developer. And they might try to call it a loan, being paid back with user fees or something. But fact of the matter is, if we came up with $16 million, the vast majority believe, as I believe Allie Miller does, that should be going to the roads. That's the thing that people are out there always screaming about. And then most recently, too, the banner sublease. I don't see how anybody who supports Allie Miller, for example, could also like the fact that Supervisor Christie supported that deal where we lease the Keno Hospital to the Banner UA folks for $10 a year. That's a problem in and of itself. But then to allow them to sublease 3,200 square feet of that property to Southwest Ambulance. And some folks who aren't familiar with that issue might think, oh, so maybe they're going to collect $5 of the $10, in leasing that, or maybe all $10 and recoup their cost.
Right.
But they're collecting $45,000 in rent. So Banner knows the value of what they've got their hands on and using keeping that money, not passing it back to the taxpayers.
Tell me about the Southwest Ambulance part of this deal. Tell me about that again one more time.
Well, Southwest Ambulance, obviously working with a hospital.
Right.
And it's a good thing for them to be nearby, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Right.
But, 3,200 square feet of that complex that was, basically given to Banner UA is subleased. And it was just recently approved, and Steve supported that. To let them keep the $45,000 when it's effectively gifted to Banner to start with.
So, of course, I don't know if he still works for them, but, of course, Ramon Valadez used to work for Southwest Ambulance.
Really?
Yes. Huh. So that's something to dig into. Not that we do any crony work in Pima County.
Right.
I think the other thing, too, as a guy who was on the Pima County Transportation Advisory Committee, the other part, that did disappoint me was how District 1 got screwed.
Absolutely.
On how they were spending that local money.
Absolutely.
And that was also a 4-1 vote.
It was. And there's several out there. That's just a couple of the ones that really popped to the top. I think.
And there's some things I like that Steve's done, don't get me wrong. But that one, just because I was in the middle of it,
right,
was very disappointing.
And you know, just to say it to your audience, I've got nothing against Steve personally at all. It's just the votes, just the record to stand on. And a lot of the doors I've went and knocked on, they're voicing that disappointment. And I think we're all better when we're put in a situation to compete. Competition makes us all better. And I think the competition in this primary is healthy for the party and for Pima County to get the ideas out there and to talk through them and debate the issues and hold our elected officials accountable for their actions.
If you get elected to this seat, what are one or two ideas that you have of maybe certain things that you might introduce as a supervisor to make things better for the human beings and taxpayers of Pima County?
Well, first and foremost, you know, we need to stop these crony deals that are done in the shadows. Many of these deals that come up, like some of the ones we just talked about, there's a lot more for U of A, you know, the leasing them the courthouse floor in the new building for $5 a year, for example. I think the county, based on the types of rent they're trying to charge their tenants, should get out of the landlording business. Clearly, it's not a business they understand. There's a value associated with that property. And when we give it away, I wonder what in the shadows is being given back. And we need to stop that type of thing. And the $100 million roughly that we get from the state and HERF and VLT, it needs to go to the roads. It goes to everything. But now, as you know all too well from your service on that commission, people are tired of the roads being poor and failing condition. 70% of our roads being in poor or failed condition didn't happen overnight. It's taken decades to get there. And we need to hold that to account. And we need to get that money to the roads. You know, $36 million last year is the most money that's been spent in decades. And that all came about after we defeated Prop 463, where the folks on the yes side of that said this is the only way we can get the roads fixed. Well, surprise. Just like when we vote no on bonds, they do it anyway and say, oh, they were opposed to the funding mechanism.
So as I like to say, anyone, I don't know if Steve regurgitated that line that this is the only way to get roads done or not. I don't know if you can...
I don't know for
all
sure.
Right, but any of these SALCers or things like that that came out that said, this is our last chance. If you don't give us the 463 money and increase your taxes, we're never going to find money to fix a road.
Right.
So my take was either you were in on the bullcrap or you were duped.
Right.
So Tucson's leaders, please tell me if you were in on the lie or you were duped by Chuckleberry.
Right.
It's either one or the other, because there is no other explanation.
It is, right? And then one of the key things that I think Supervisor Miller's done really well, a good job of, is communicating with her constituents. And I think that's really the best way in a minority situation to get the word out there and put the pressure on these folks to do the right thing. You know, she sends out her monthly newsletters, the videos, thank God, because so many people wouldn't even know what's going on if it wasn't for those videos.
As I like to say, Huckleberry's video that he has of the meetings, it's like the Zapruder film from the JFK assassination.
Mm-hmm.
That's the quality of it. All right, real quick, we're going to run out of time. Please tell the people of District 4 why they should vote for you in the upcoming primary in August.
Because I have an R by my name, which stands for Republican, but more importantly, it's reliable. I am going to vote reliably for the things that all of you want and need and not for these crony deals. Use your tax dollars the right way because you're taxed too much and you're not getting good value for the taxes you're paying, and we're going to change that.
Backbacker.org.
Yes, sir.
See, Chris can learn after a while. Well, John, keep doing what you're doing. You've been very active over the years, and good luck in the race.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's John Backer. He's running for Pima County Board of Supervisors, District 4. Check out backbacker.org.